Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning. This is Bible Storyland. Welcome to Bible Storyland. We appreciate each one of you for coming on this morning. And we thank the Almighty Father. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Nobody greater, nobody holier than our God. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. He is our King. And Father, we just thank you, O God, that we are redeemed from the curse of the law. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today, O God, for breaking all generational curses of pride, lust, perversion, rebellion, witchcraft, idolatry, poverty, rejection, fear, confusion, addiction, death, and destruction. In the name of Jesus, we command all generational spirits that came into our lives during conception, in the womb, in the birth canal, and through the umbilical cord to come out in the name of Jesus. We break all spoken curses and negative words that we have spoken over our lives in the name of Jesus. We break all spoken curses and negative words spoken over our lives by others, including those in authority, in the name of Jesus. We command all ancestral spirits of Freemasonry, idolatry, witchcraft, false religion, polygamy, lust, and perversion to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all hereditary spirits of lust, rejection, fear, sickness, infirmity, disease, anger, hatred, confusion, failure, and poverty to come out in the name of Jesus. We break the legal rights of generational spirits operating behind a curse. In the name of Jesus, you have no legal right to operate in our lives. We bind and rebuke all familiar spirits and spirit guides that will try to operate in our lives from our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We renounce all false beliefs and philosophies and inherited by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all curses on our finances from our ancestors that cheated or mishandled money. In the name of Jesus, we break all curses of sickness and disease and command all inherited sicknesses to leave our bodies in the name of Jesus. Through Jesus, our families are blessed. We renounce all pride inherited from our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all oaths, vows, and pacts made by the devil, made with the devil by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all curses by agents of Satan spoken against our lives in secret in the name of Jesus. We break all written curses that would affect our lives in the name of Jesus. We break every time release curse that would activate in our lives as we grow older in the name of Jesus. We break every curse Balaam hired against our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, turn every curse spoken against our lives into a blessing. Break all generational rebellion that would cause us to resist the Holy Spirit. Lord God, break all curses of death spoken by people in authority in our nation, over our nation in the name of Jesus. We break curses of death spoken against America by people from other nations in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just adore you. We bless you this morning. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for Bible Storyland, every participant, every person that's on, coming on this morning, everyone who's ever been on Bible Storyland, we ask you to bless them, give them favor, open doors that no man can shut in the name of Jesus. And we thank you this morning for what you're doing in our lives and what you're going to do. We bless you this morning. We honor your holy presence. We thank you that you are Lord. We thank you that you are God. And truly, there is no other God greater than you, our God. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bless you. We honor you. We thank you for families in our cities, in our nation, throughout America. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you that you are Lord. You are Lord over us. You are a shepherd. We thank you for leading us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I thank you, Lord God, that we will fear no evil in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing on the inside of all of us. Oh, God, you are doing great and mighty things in your children, for your children, and around your children. So we bless you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, good morning again. This is Bible Storyland. It's Children's Day. We have a young woman from Houston, Texas, Karen Itell. She's going to play a song of praise unto our God this morning. What are you going to play, Karen? Good morning.
Good morning, she. I'm going to sing, "Do Trust and Obey, for He is the Way."
All right. I just sang that song the other day, Karen, "Trust and Obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey." So we're trusting in God daily that He will bring through everything, bring us through every situation. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He's always with us. What a great day it is to be in the land of the living today. What a great day it is to receive abundant life. Our God is a great God, and He gives us children as good gifts. Life is truly a gift from God. He gives parents the gift of children. Many mothers, parents are in the delivery room, even as we speak. Many times babies are called bundles of joy. When a child is born into a family and they are received in love, that's a great thing. Some children are received in love in the family that they are born in, and some children are not. So we have to remember to pray for all children, that they are coming to a family where they are loved and received. Where they are loved and received. So I thank the Lord this morning. You know, His word is awesome. God honors His word above His name. Now, you know His name is awesome. So His word is awesome. It says in Psalms 127, verses 3-5, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate." So I thank God for the man who have his quiver full of children. That's a blessed person. You know, God loves us as gifts, and He gave us as gifts to our parents. So He loves our children. He values our children, and He gives them as gifts to us. So we thank the Lord, you know, for everything that He does. Everything that God does, we thank Him for it, because you know what? He's awesome. He's mighty. Now, He knows. He knows what He's doing. God don't make no mistakes now. God is a great God. He's moving like never before. He's moving in the earth. Even if you think that He's not moving, He's moving. Look back over your life and see where you came from, and you'll begin to realize that God has done great things. You were praying, and some answers came, and you weren't even aware that the answer came. What a great God we serve. And you know, the Lord said in Proverbs 22:6, train up our children in the way they should go, What does that type of training require of us as parents? How do we train our children in the way that they should go? Many people say it means to teach them God's ways, and if they stray, they'll come back. But I never read that in the Bible. That's not a true statement. I believe that is incorrect. I've not read it anywhere. God allowed his children to stray and then come back when we get older. Nope. I believe our children, along with us, can be like Timothy, who was faithful from his youth up, can be like Daniel, faithful from his youth up. So they don't have to stray. So let's not instill that in them. Well, if you go off the path, you're going to come back. No, let's not instill that in our children. That's wrong teaching. Now, you know, the Word of God, like I said, is a true word. And the book, oh, my God, God's book, the Word of God is full of his word. And his word is truth. His word is truth. 2 Timothy 3:15 and 16 says, 2 Timothy 3:15-16, it says, study, okay, hold on, I'm sorry, wait, hold on 1 second, let me find it. And from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So we got to train them up and instruct them in the ways of God. We have to train them up. We you know, it says all scripture, not some scripture, all scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. What is righteousness? It's the right way, God's way. You know, now they're making so many laws so fast, and you go like, where did that law come from? It's against, a lot of laws they're making now is against God. Those laws are abomination to our God. But we got to be careful. We got to be very careful when we, you know, try to follow man's laws. God's laws is above man's laws. That's what Daniel taught us. Daniel taught us that, you know, you remember when the king, they made a decree that you could only worship, you know, their God, the king, and Daniel defied him. Daniel didn't hide his God. No, he didn't hide his God. What he did was open the windows, and he let them know, I am not going to serve your God. I serve the Lord God Almighty, the great one, the creator, the one who made the heavens and the earth. He opened the windows and he continued to pray 3 times a day. He knew that it was going to mean that he would receive consequences, but he chose to obey God rather than man. What did they do? Oh, they threw him in the lion's den, but you know who took care of him, and you know who will take care of you. If you go against the laws of this land that are in conflict with God's laws, God's going to take care of you. You know, when I read in Timothy, Timothy was taught the word of God by his mother, by his grandmother, and he was faithful to God. His spiritual father, Paul the apostle, taught him, you know, and encouraged him to be faithful. And so Timothy was. He was very faithful. So let's continually praise our God this morning. We thank God for the gifts that he's given us, our children. And we are going to praise the Lord this morning like never before. We have Minister Donna Hawkins on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. She's a great woman of God. She's a pastor. And you know that's a great responsibility. That means she got to shepherd the flock. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. We're doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing great, enjoying the rain. I mean, we've been getting thunderstorms, rain. But I thank the Lord for the rain. It's replenishing the earth with beautiful flowers, green trees, and all of that.
All right. Well, we've been a few days without rain. We're at my husband's family reunion. My husband's family has a reunion every year. Last year we were in Minneapolis and had a ball. This year we're in Nashville, Tennessee.
All right.
So we were able to bring three of my little cousins with us.
Nashville, Tennessee. Boy, is that where the Opryland is?
That is. We can stand in our hotel room and look across and see the Gaylord Opryland Hotel. It is beautiful. As a matter of fact, the hotel is so huge, they have to have guides there in the hotel so you won't lose your way.
Wow. I hear you.
That's huge. That is huge.
That is huge. Well, what are you going to sing this morning on Children's Day?
I'm going to sing Oh, How I Love Jesus.
All right.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its words. It sounds like music in mine ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Jesus first loved us. God gave Jesus because he loved us. He first loved us. What kind of love is that? To give your son as a ransom for people who rebel against him. But he loved us in spite of who we are. So I thank the Lord for that song, Oh, How I Love Jesus, and trust and obey. We got to trust him. While we're loving on him, we got to trust him. We can't say we love Jesus and don't trust him. We need to trust in God, especially in 2015 and beyond, like never before. You know, the children of old trusted in Jesus. Look at what Moses, he trusted in God. He had to trust in God with the people. The people was giving him a fit. He stayed before God. Lord, these people. So I thank the Lord. He's an awesome God. He loves us so much. Well, let me see. I know we got Jackie Travis on here somewhere. Let me see. I saw her on here earlier. Don't see her right now. Jackie, you on? No, she'll be back, but she's not on right this minute. But she will be back on to sing praises unto our God. Oh, as we continue, Karen Itell is going to play us another song of praise unto the Lord. What are you going to play, Karen?
Jesus loves me. Yes, I know.
Oh, I love it. Go ahead. Children's Day.
Thank you.
loves me. This I know. How do we know? Because the Bible tells us so. Yes, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. Our little ones belong to him. They just don't belong to us. So we got to thank the Lord for what he's doing in our lives on a daily basis. We thank our God because you know what? God is a great God, and he loves us, his children. He loves our children. Yes, he does. So I thank the Lord today for what he's done and what he's going to do in our children's lives. He's moving like never before. He is moving. I know sometimes we don't think he's moving. We go like, Lord, I've been praying this prayer for years. Well, guess what? Keep on praying. Don't give up. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. Don't give up. Don't give up. God is a God who answers. He's never late. He made time. He made time. Yep, he's Father Time. He's eternal. So you just keep on praying. Keep on pushing, as they say. Pray till something happens. So I thank the Lord this morning for what he's doing on Bible Storyland. Well, we have Minister Susie Seward on with us this morning from Jacksonville, Florida. She's a pastor, and she's going to pray for our children this morning. Good. And their families. Good morning, Pastor Seward. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. We are blessed because all of you all are here this morning. Praise the Lord.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank God for being here. Thank God for another day. But this
Amen.
Is the day that the Lord has made. I just thank God for being on the program this morning. Thank God for you and every participant that's here this morning. And we're going to pray for the children. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come before you with thanksgiving, with praise, giving you honor and glory. God, thanking you right now for the children. For God, we know that you love the little children. We know, God, that you would have them to be all that they can be in you. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, that you move upon the parents, the families. Oh, God, that these parents have a mind to raise these kids up in admonition of you, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you right now that we come against every demonic distraction of the cares of this life. In the name of Jesus, with these children. Oh, God, open the parents' eyes. God, these children won't learn except the parents have a mind to teach them. Oh, God, fill these parents' heart with God, with the Holy Ghost, with the anointing to teach their children. God, we break every generation of curse off these children of self spirits, perverted spirits, lying spirits, every rebellious, stubborn, disrespectful spirit. God, we come against these spirits that's trying to destroy these children. Oh, God, and we lose love, peace, and joy, respect, and honor in these children, that they come forth, God, in doing your will, God. Oh, God, that they begin to walk in the light of you, God. Father, we thank you that our children are heirs of you, God. We thank you right now, God, that you turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, God, that they become all you would have them to be, Father. And we know the glory of children are their fathers, God. And Father, we pray right now that these parents have a mind to train up a child in the way that they should go. Oh, God, and we know, God, that they'll be on the right path if these parents begin to train these children. Oh, God, move by your power, God. Touch them in a mighty way. Heal their little minds, God. Heal their hearts from hurts that they've been through, even as coming up as children, God. Oh, God, heal their hurts. Heal the abuse, the neglect that they've been through, God. And I thank you right now that you are a healer. You are a deliverer. Oh, God, and you said, whosoever shall receive one such little child in your name receiveth you. Oh, God, help not only the family, but other adults receive these children.
show them love. Wrap their arms around them. God, sometimes these kids are not receiving love in the home as they desire. Oh, God, put someone in their path to show them love, God. Excuse me. To encourage them, God. In the name of Jesus, to let them know they are somebody, God. And we thank you right now, God, that you continue to wrap your loving arms all around these children, around their families, that they teach these children in the name of Jesus. And, God, we know right now that you love these children unconditionally. And we give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Stewart. We appreciate that powerful prayer.
Amen.
Jesus, yes, we do. We thank God for you. Thank God for using you to stand in the gap for children. Pastor Susie, come on with us on Tuesday nights to pray for the children. I thank God for you.
Amen.
Children of the whole world, every continent. He loves the children. So I thank the Lord this morning for the love that Jesus has for the children. He said, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid hands on them and blessed them. So we have to bless our children, lay hands on them. Like Pastor Seward said, sometimes they don't receive the love and affection that they need, so we have to give it to them. So I praise the Lord for each of you this morning. You know, we serve a great God. And, you know, like I said, his word is true. His word is true. In Proverbs 22, his word says, train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. And, you know, a lot of times people say, well, you know, they may depart. That's just giving them permission to depart. So we got to go by what God's word says. It didn't put they may stray or they may go away. It says train them up in the way they should go, and when they're old, they won't depart from it. So while they're young, while they're old, they won't depart from it. They'll remain faithful like Daniel, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, like Samuel. They'll remain faithful all the days of their lives. So we got to pray. Children, remain faithful to God all the days of your life. So you know what? Before the evil days come nigh and snatch them up. But we pray that our children won't be snatched by the enemy. They won't even be lured or tempted by the enemy. They will say, God is my Lord, just like Daniel did. So we thank the Lord. Now, you know, what does training mean? What does it require? Training means order in occurrence leading to some result, to direct the growth of, to form by instruction, to discipline or drill. Now, you know, I remember when I taught school in the public school system in Michigan, Louisiana, it took me about 3 months to train a class. When they first came, they were like out of order. You know, they had the whole summer to get out of order. They forgot what school was about, so you got to train them. You know, you got to train them to what, in such a way that they'll know you know, what to do first, what to do second. It's an order. It's an order. God, he does things in order. He created the earth, and then he created man. If he'd have put man, created man first, man wouldn't have anywhere to live. So we serve an orderly God. He first created the earth, everything in it. Then he created man, blew his breath into man, and became a living soul. And then man, he said, okay, now you name the animals. And he allowed him to name the animals, and, you know, every animal had a mate. But Adam didn't have a mate. So God made him a helpmate that was suitable for him. You know, he couldn't have made a giraffe for Adam because that was an animal. Adam was human, and Adam had God's spirit within him. So he created a suitable helpmate, a female, that was suitable for Adam, a human being. So, you know, God is a God of order. So training means, you know, order. And then, you know, we have to continually train throughout their lives. I look back at my life and I think about my family, my father, my mother. I say, God, they told us the same thing over and over. You know, over and over, sit up straight, baby, don't bend over. You know, so your posture, you'll grow up straight, you're growing. Or they may say, you know, get up, go take your bath. I mean, they told us the same thing over and over. Go wash dishes or here are your chores, do them. Now, look here, let me tell you something. We got consequences if we didn't follow God, our daddy or our mother's instructions. There were consequences. There were consequences. You may get something taken away. You may get a belt on your bottom, depending upon the severity of, you know, what you had done. Or are you also, we got rewards. So that's how God is. He's orderly. He'll tell you to do something. And then, you know, when you don't obey, there are consequences for disobedience. When you do, there are rewards. Oh, my God. Look in Deuteronomy at the blessings, all those rewards. He blesses his children. He said, look here, if you do this, I will do that. If you do this, I will do this. Isn't he good? He's great to us. And we got to do that with our children. We got to have rules in the home, set up in the home. And if they break the rules, you know, you talk to them. You say, look here, I already told you what the rules are. Here are the consequences. Here are the rewards. Now, what are you going to choose? I don't know about you, but I try to choose the rewards. I don't like to be chastised. But God will chastise his people, and we have to chastise our children. He said he chastised those whom he loved. And you know what? He commanded us to do certain things. And we must obey God, just like our children have to obey us. Why do we need to obey God? For our protection, for our safety, for our peace of mind. You know, we just can't do anything we want to do. It's a millions and billions of people in the world. If I decide I'm going to go ride in my car and I'm going to do the opposite way the traffic is going, now you know I'm not going to be around long. I'm going to be going to destruction. So if our children go the opposite way, they're going to come to destruction. So we got to say, wait a minute, baby. This is what you have to do. Here are the consequences, and here are the rewards. So I can remember teaching, you know, different children in the public schools, and when they first came to me, they're like, oh, my God, Mama, get me out of her class. Daddy, get me out of her class. Because the training is sometimes rigorous. And sometimes, you know, when you first come to the Lord, you're like, oh, wow. But then when the correction comes, you're like, wow, ouch, I ain't know this was going to happen to me. They told me being a Christian was, you know, I thought it was going to be all good time. I ain't know I was going to have to go through persecution, trials come, and they were coming to make me stronger. It didn't look like I was getting stronger. It looked like they were breaking me. So we got to teach our children the same way. And, you know, we got to guide them. You can't just say, go wash dishes. And you never guided them how to do it. You can't say, go rake the leaves. And you've never taught them how to do it. You got to get out there and show them. I remember my mother wanted me to shell peas. I didn't even know how to get the pee open to shell it. So, you know, they had to sit down and teach me. My daddy worked in a broom factory, so he brought me a broom and a mop. And he said, come here, I'm going to show you how to use it. Now, he had to show me how to use it. And my dad was blind, so he would feel the floor. He said, honey, you left some dust right over here. So I got to go back and sweep it again until I learned. And then I learned to get in the corners. I learned how to sweep. I learned how to do these things. And so, you know, but at first it was like, good God, it was hard. So training requires discipline. And, you know, it's a job. God has given us a job. Like he gave Adam and Eve the job of taking care of the garden. He gave us a job in teaching and training our children. And it requires skill and effort. Now, if you just let them grow up like weeds, that's no effort. They're just growing up. They go in there, do what they want to do, holler, scream, all over, you know, do whatever they want to do. That's no effort. But when you truly, truly train children, it's work. It's effort. But we got to consult God. Lord, how do I teach my children? You know, how do I train him? How do I train her? What specific ways do I need to do to train this one? You know, some children learn by hearing. They could just listen to you and they'll go do. But other children, they got to see it. You got to walk them through it. You got to teach them over and over. Whatever method your children learn, that's the way you got to teach them. You know, in the public schools, if you 6 years old, everybody going to be taught pretty much the same way. Everybody going to be on the same page because they got one teacher. So one teacher, you know, is not going to teach 16 or 15 different ways. And a six-year-old may be learning on the fourth grade level. One six-year-old may be learning on the second grade level. One six-year-old may be learning on the first grade level. So, you know, we got to know what level our children on to teach them. Now, you know, like I said, it's a job. You know, when you get up in the morning, what's training like? When you get up in the morning, get your children up, bend the knee. Get on the floor, bend your knee. Let the children bend their knee next to you. A one-year-old can bend the knee. A two-year-old can bend the knee. A three-year-old, they can bend the knee. They can learn how to pray. And they can listen to you. I know about 2 or 3 years ago, this lady brought her two children for me to keep. One was one-year-old and one was three. And so, you know, I feed them and we pray and I teach the little, you know, the one that could talk, I teach her to repeat after me. And I remember one day I said, oh, come on, baby, pray. So we were praying, and I was praying in my heavenly language. I said, now this child was 3 years old. Oh, my God. When I started speaking in tongues, I didn't know she spoke in her heavenly language. And I mean, her mother was a worshiper and a praiser and had tongues. Oh, my God. That child spoke in tongues better than she spoke in English. 3 years old. So I know it can be done. I've seen it. She wasn't but three. So I thank the Lord. You know, there's all kind of ways you can teach your children. Through example, you can write index cards with scriptures on them when they're able to read, and they can read them over and over. Say, look here, baby, today, here's what I want you to do. I want you to learn Ephesians 1 through 3. Today, by the end of the day, I want you to come and tell me without looking at the card. There are all kind of ways. You can say, come here, baby. This is your Bible. I had your name put on it. Every child needs a Bible. I taught 1 to 4 year olds at this one church, and they were really young. Sometimes the 1 year olds, the parents would bring the pacifiers, and I said they don't need pacifiers. They're gonna be singing. They look at me and they say, Sister G, they can't even talk. How they gonna sing? In about a month, they come back and they say, what's that song you taught them? What's that song they singing? See, they didn't know the babies were going to sing, but I did. I knew. I seen it before. God taught me a long time ago. When you teaching those babies, he's instilling something in them while you teaching. So don't get discouraged. It's going to come. Just ask the Lord, Lord, how you want me to teach them? What you want me to teach them? It's going to come. So we got to continually, you know, praise the Lord. You could buy CDs. Dollar Tree used to have them. Now they have a few CDs. They have books, you know, that the children can learn with, you know, the different stories of the Bible. Some of them are read-along books with the little CDs in them. They're all the kind of things. Teach them while they're young. So, you know, when they get old, they won't be sucking their teeth and rolling their eyes at you and stomping their feet. Now, you know, when I grew up, parents didn't allow that. You may think you want to roll eyes, but you won't keep your eyes straight very loud. Be that knocked you over. So, you know, we got to train them up in the way they should go, but we got to consult the Most High. Lord, how do I teach my children? We need to pray with them, you know, when they get up. Pray at the table. Teach them how to pray before they eat. And then, you know, teach them how to communicate with God. That's prayer. You know, sometimes your children, and all kinds of things are happening in schools and public schools. Children are being gunned down. But you got to teach your children to pray. And so God can cover them when an attacker come in, a terrorist come into a school. So much is happening in the street. You got to teach them to pray. Some of the kids are getting killed. They belong to godly parents. They're still getting killed. So you got to say, pray, baby. This is how we pray. We got to pray to the Most High God. You got to pray God's protection over your children morning, noon, and night. You got to continually pray and teach your children what thus saith the Lord. God said, if you do this, this will happen. If you do that, that will happen. So pray and consult the Most High God. Teach your children in the morning when they get up until they go to bed at night. Teach them how to communicate with God just like you do a friend. Father God, I need your help. Father God, teach me how to learn to read. Father God, teach me how to obey my parents. Whatever it is, teach your children how to pray. You know, and like I said, buy your child a Bible. They have those little Bibles at Dollar Tree for $1. Little ones, I bought 10 of them for my little ones. They were 1 to 3 years old. When they were 1 year old, they drop them. When I put them in their hand, they drop them. They couldn't hold them. But after they begin to grow a little bit, their hands got stronger, they could hold them. And they come to me, they say, our Bible, Sister G, our Bible, which meant they want to sing the Bible songs. They want to sing the B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. So they remind me, if I forget to sing their little song, B-I-B, they're going to tell me, Bible, Sister G, our Bible. They were 1, 2 years old. But they knew the importance of the Bible. They were being trained in the way they should go. So you got to train. It's a job. I'm telling you, it's a job. So if you got an 8-hour job, you got another job when you come home. So, you know, they can look at videos like with David and Daniel and Esther and Ruth, and they have clean videos. They have clean videos. It's not full of garbage. You know, you look at some of these cartoons. They're supposed to be godly cartoons. They are full of witchcraft, full of junk that our children should not be exposed to. Your child ever came home and you said, baby, who taught you that? Where'd you get that word from? They learned it in school from their friends, from an adult or somebody else. If it's not being stayed in your house, they learn it. So we got to instill so much God in them to push that junk out of them, won't even enter them. Every child should have their own Bible. They should be able to, you know, begin to learn the books of the Bible. The first 5 books are the books of law, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. My 3-year-olds could say that, the 5 books of the law. My 4 or 5-year-olds could say that, the 5 books of the law. And then they knew the books of history, Joshua, Judges, Ruth. They knew those because it took time. I buy little trucks and put the names of the books of the Bible, of the Old Testament on one set of trucks, the books of the Bible and the New Testament. You know, be creative. Ask the Lord. Give you creative and witty ideas so your children won't be bored. So when you give them that Bible, you can teach them. Look here, baby, here's the scripture right here. I was teaching in something in the public schools this year, and a little girl was in there and in the cafeteria, and her friend said, "Look, Miss G, she has a Bible." And I said, "Oh, okay, that's a great Bible." She said, "Yeah, my grandma pray with us every morning before we come to school, and she teaches us the Bible." And I said, "Turn to Ephesians 6. And I showed her how she found. She said, "My grandma teaches us that every day. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." So I thank God for godly parents and grandparents who teach the children the way that they should go, because children are not brought up knowing how they should go, knowing the things that they need to know. But, you know, the Word of God is true. In Ephesians, Psalms 34:11 says, "Come ye children, hearken unto me, I will teach you the fear of the Lord." Proverbs 10:1, the Proverbs of Solomon, "A wise man maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother." So I thank the Lord for what, you know, the scriptures that apply to our children. Proverbs 20:11, "Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work is pure or whether it is right." Proverbs 23:22, "Hearken unto your father that begot you, and despise not your mother when she is old." Ecclesiastes 12:1, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, whom thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." Mark 7:10, "For Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whoso curses father and mother, let him die the death." Ephesians 6:1-3, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." Now, that's just a few scriptures that you can teach your children to memorize. They need to know. The children need to know the scriptures. It should be written on the tables of their heart as they memorize them. So teach your children. Don't neglect them of the word. Teach them the word. But, you know, you gotta know the word too. So when you say, "What's your scripture today?" and you cooking or you washing dishes and they repeating it to you, you got to know the word. So when they repeat it, you say, "Wait a minute, you said that part wrong. Say this again." So it's a job. But I thank the Lord that he's a good God, and he's teaching us every day how to teach our children when we consult him. You know, I told you about that three-year-old. She could speak in tongues, and she wasn't but three. But her mother was a praiser and a worshiper and a intercessor. And she prayed, and she prayed, and she prayed, and she prayed. So I thank the Lord this morning for the word that went forth about, you know, praying. So parents, pray continuously for your children. We live in 2012. They're getting gunned down in front of their doors. They're getting gunned down in McDonald's and in the movie theaters. I heard about that on the news yesterday. A man came in the movie theater and just gunned down people, and then gunned down himself when he couldn't escape. So, you know, the devil is running rampant, and don't let him run in us or in our children. We got to stay prayed up, read up, studied up. What we got to pray? Pray the word. Say the word. Pray the word. What we have to study? The word. Study to show yourself approved. So we got to pray for our children's safety, protection, pray for provisions for them, bind up rebellion, stubbornness. Pray for guidance on how to teach and instruct them in the ways of God. Rebuke generational curses, God's blessings. Speak God's blessings on your children. All the things that God show you, pray over your children. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up parents today. Oh, God. And, Lord, I know that you are with parents that trust in you, that obey you, that believe in you. Oh, Father, give them ears to hear what your Spirit is saying to them about each one of their children, how to train them up in the way they should go. You're an awesome king, and you are a mighty God, and you have great plans for your children. You say, I know the thoughts I have for you, the plans, good plans, to bring you to your expected end. So, Father, we thank you today for what you're doing in the lives of the children. We thank you for what you're doing in the lives of the parents. Give the parents strength to be overcomers. Oh, God, when they're tired, refresh them. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you said teach the children from the time they get up to the time they go to bed. Write it on the doorpost. Right when you go out, teach them the word. In the car, Lord God, teach them how to take scriptures, read the Bible in the car. Oh, God, you said foolishness is in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will beat it out of them. So I thank you that the word will be learned while they're riding in the car. Songs of praise will be played while they're riding in the car to keep the devil far from us and our children. I thank you, Lord God, for provisions for the families. Provide for them like never before in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just thank you for what you're doing for the parents on Bible Story Land. Oh, God, you are great God, and you are hearing. You are answering our prayers like never before. And so, Father, we thank you for the fathers. We thank you for the mothers. We thank you for the role that the fathers play, the role that the mothers play in the children's lives. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for them being good examples for their children. I thank you, Lord God, that the children, oh, God, as they grow up, will see parents loving each other and loving them. I bind the hand of the enemy that will pit parents against children or children against parents. I thank you for obedient children in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for protecting our children in the home, in the schools, everywhere they go. I bind up mishaps, incidents, accidents from our children in the name of Jesus. I thank you that they'll be safe when they go to school, safe when they come home. They'll be safe everywhere they go. I pray for the shadow of your wings to protect them, oh God. I thank you that 1,000 may fall at one side, 10,000 at the other, but no harm will come to our children. So we bless you today and we honor you and we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Jackie, are you there? Jackie, you there? Can't hear you.
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good to hear from you. Well, it's Children's Day. What are you going to sing?
Okay. You had a birthday. I want to tell you happy birthday first.
Thank you. Happy belated birthday.
And, Jesus loves the little children.
Amen.
Jesus loves the little children. All the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world, 'cause Jesus loves the little children. All the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children. All the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white. They are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Amen.
Amen, amen. Jesus loves the children of the world in North America, South America, Antarctica,
yes.
Africa, Asia. Oh, he loves the children of the world. He created them. So thank you
so much,
Jack. I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate each of you coming on this morning. You know, as we look on the songs that were sang this morning, I thank God for every song that was sang this morning, trust and obey. We got to trust him to take care of our children. We got to trust in the Lord like never before. Oh, how I love Jesus. You know, sometimes we can sing those things, but we got to really mean it, how we love Jesus. And Jesus loves me, this I know. I remember learning that as a child. Jesus loves me, this I know. for the Bible tells me so. So I thank God this morning. You know, Jesus loves the children. He loves the children, the little children of the whole world. So I thank the Lord this morning for each of you who sang and participated this morning. And, you know, salvation is a gift. It's a gift. Now, we can receive it or not. Wise people choose salvation. Unwise people choose, you know, to go their own way. But when you choose salvation, you got to go the Lord's way. And then after you are saved, you have to be obedient. You got to trust and obey. You got to trust and obey. And then you got to know that God loves you because he sent Jesus to die for you. So we got to trust and obey like never before. You got to trust and obey. Good morning, Minister Stacy. How are you this morning?
Amen. I'm blessed.
Amen. Amen. Good to hear from you. What you going to sing this morning?
Okay. Amen. I guess search all over, amen.
All right, it's Children's Day. The girl sleeping?
Yeah.
All right. Searched all over. Go ahead.
Searched all over. Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody's greater than you. Searched all over, didn't find nobody. Looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, hallelujah. Nobody's greater, nobody's greater than you. Your name is above all names. You are. Give all my praise. Hallelujah. Mighty are the works of your hands. Mighty are the works of your hands. Hallelujah. Your name is above all names. You're worthy of all my praise. Hallelujah. Mighty are the works of your hands. Mighty are the works of your hands. Hallelujah. Searched all over, didn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater than you. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater than you. Your name is above all names. You're worthy of all my praise. Hallelujah. Mighty are the works of your hands. Mighty are the works of your hands. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody's greater, nobody's greater, nobody's greater than you. Nobody, nobody's greater, nobody's greater, nobody's greater than you. Nobody, nobody's greater, nobody's greater, nobody's greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody's greater, nobody's greater, nobody's greater than you. Nobody, nobody's greater, nobody's greater, Nobody's greater than you. Nobody's greater. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Stacy. I appreciate each one of you who sang this morning, who prayed this morning. Nobody's greater than our God. We could search everywhere, but we're not going to find anybody greater than our God. I thank God for you all this morning. You know, we were talking about salvation. Anybody on here not saved this morning, press 1. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation. You know, Romans 9:9-10 says, you know, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day, you can be saved. So confession is important. So I thank God for you all this morning. Looks like, excuse me, everyone on here is saved. And, you know, we can't backslide. Sometimes we do. And then we got to say, Lord, let me get into your presence like never before. We got to run back into the presence of the Lord and thank him every day. All right, any testimonies this morning? Any testimonies? Press 1 or 1? Testimony time.
I have a testimony.
All right, Kara.
Yes, the testimony is that God is great. And I appreciate what you said about the schools this morning. It's a prayer and a testimony. I do think if we pray for the schools, God will get us through this, along with your Christian Academy. And that's where it is, just pray for the public schools and get more academies like yours for those who want to be Christians.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Kara. Anybody else? Testimony. All right. Yes?
Minister G?
Yes, go ahead. Pastor Donna, go ahead.
Okay, I just want to thank God today that my mom was able to attend our state meeting. She's at a state meeting, was able to get there fine and doing fine. And my mother-in-law is here with us in Nashville and doing good. Please remember them in prayer, but we're thankful that the Lord allowed both of them to travel.
Amen. Mother Newsom and Mother Hawkins, those are some awesome, mighty women of God. We thank God for them. We will lift them up in prayer. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Somebody else was saying something. They had a testimony. Go ahead.
And now I'm just thanking God that God has turned things around. I know I was doing a lot of driving, and so the Lord blessed where I didn't have to go pick up my husband on Friday, where he got a ride home. And then another testimony is when I was looking for someone to take care of my kids. And I didn't have one that God blessed me with. I still wanted to take care of him, which is G. Amen. Thank God for that. So, amen. So, God works in mysterious ways. Amen. Amen. But he's working. He's here today.
Amen. Thank God for you, Minister Stacy, and your family. Love those girls. They are precious. Thank God for you all. All right. Okay, well, I have an announcement. As you know, Gantling Family Daycare Home will be opening up August the 24th. Now we'll have we'll be having orientation for parents August the 20th. And you know, sometimes you could get wrong information even from sources in authority. They had told me that I could take children, school-age children. And then I kept calling, trying to get the right person because someone else told me that wasn't correct. So finally I found out that I could take children from, you know, birth to 5 years old if they're not school age. So my preference is children from 3 to 5 years old. So you got any children, know any children those ages in Jacksonville, Florida? I'll be taking children from 3 to 5 years young. So love my babies, love my children. But I'm going to tell you, you know, sometimes I can be a little strict, especially in the beginning. Like I told you, it took me 3 months to train the children in public schools. So sometimes it's just kind of strict in the beginning, but then I let up. Because I've noticed, you know, a lot of times the teachers who start, you know, off real lenient with the children, by the middle of the school year, the children are out of control, the classes are all out of control. So I am a little strict, I'm going to tell you ahead of time. I'm pretty strict, so in the beginning in particular. But I love children. All righty. Well, it is prayer time on Bible Storyland. Prayer time. I have Pastor Donna Hawkins, her mother, Mother Newsome, Mother Hawkins, and the family reunion. Anything else, Pastor Donna?
Yes, ma'am. The officers and members of the Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church.
Okay. Officers and missionary?
The officers and members.
Oh, members. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Macedonia. Oh, wow.
I heard a voice saying, come over to Macedonia and help us.
Amen. You obeyed. Hallelujah. Macedonia Baptist Church. Okay. Anybody else? Jackie, I have your family, your patients. Anything else, Jackie?
Oh, can you hear me?
I'm sorry, Jackie.
Sister G. Can you hear me now? Frances is on here also with me. I know she wants you to pray for her family, her daughter, and her situation. And, yeah, pray for the children, the little boy that's missing. I don't know if they found him or not because I haven't watched the news this morning. So I know you know all about the little boy that's missing.
No, ma'am. I didn't hear about it.
The little Lonzo, it was an Amber Alert out all day yesterday.
Oh, my God, I missed it.
Yeah, it's an Amber Alert out for the little Lorenzo, little boy. I don't know if they found him yet or not. And I hope he's alive when they find him, Lord.
They haven't found him.
They haven't? Oh, my God. Pray for their family.
Okay, I will. No, I didn't hear about it. Thank you so much.
My cousins are here from Kentucky, from Lexington, with the Church of God in Christ. They're out to the Harvest Dome. Pray for them to have safe journey back home. I've been with them all week, so we've been having a good time. My cousin, we call her name is Anna, but we call her Weasel. I'll be with them again tonight before they leave, so pray for them and have a safe journey back. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Anybody else? Minister Stacy, I have Pearl, Pam, your husband, the children. Who else?
Pearl. Myself, I guess my family, my Audrey, Tiffany, Bo, and well, the boy, and Shay, and so they coming together in unity. There's just some brothers, so much confusion going on. The mother is sick, and we just praying for a turnaround.
Okay.
And just praying for Pearl. Oh, you already got Pearl. Pearl and Pete.
Yes.
Amen.
Anything else, Minister Stacy? Anybody else? Prayer time. Press 1. Or prayer
request. Yes, let's pray for the Emmaus weekend. That the fall portion of the Emmaus season for 2015 is going to kick off this weekend. The first walk will be in August. The next one will be in September. And the third one will be in October. And we've got 6 walks total.
Okay. Thank you, Karen. Anybody else? Oh, wait, hold on. I think this is Miss Liddell?
Yes.
How you doing, Miss Liddell?
I'm sorry, but anyway, I'd like to pray for my church. Service we're going to have tomorrow, Deacon, Deaconess, and trustees anniversary, we call. So pray that we'll have a successful, blessed day.
All right.
West Mount Carmel Baptist Church.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Ms. Liddell. Anybody else? Prayer time.
Yeah.
I was looking to see. We got a little noise in the background. If you could put your phone on mute, appreciate you. Somebody saying, yep. I hear a gentleman. You put your phone on mute. Yes?
I have another request for Mr. Williams' family.
Who, baby?
Mr. William at Renison. I just found out they listen to your show, too.
Minister Williams?
No, Mr. William from Renner Center. He listens to your show. The whole
okay.
Thing, the whole, everybody listens to your show every Saturday.
Oh, Mr. Williams? I didn't know it. You talking about David?
What's your first name?
David?
Mm-hmm.
David Emanuel.
No, not him. His name's Larry.
Larry Williams?
Yeah, Larry Williams. So just pray for Larry Williams and Renison and his family on 103rd Street.
Okay, I didn't know. I never know. Okay. Thank you,
yeah,
baby.
All right, thank you.
Anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1. Miss Liddell, before we pray, you going to sing a song?
Yes. Just one more time.
Just one more time.
Good Lord, I'm glad to be in the number. Just one more time, just to sing a song, just to sing a song, just to sing a song, just to sing a song. Good Lordy, I'm glad to be in the number. One more time, just to hear you pray, just to hear you pray, just to hear you pray, just to hear you pray. Oh, good Lord, I'm glad to be in the number. One more time, just one more time, just one more time. Just one more time, just one more time. Oh, that makes me so glad to be in the number. One more time.
Amen. Amen. Glad to be in the number one more time, to hear you pray, to hear you sing. Hallelujah. Thank
yes,
you, Mr.
Sir. Yes.
All right. It is prayer time on Bible Storyland. Father God, we consult you, the Most High God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are able. Hallelujah. We serve an able God. We serve the Almighty. Nothing is impossible to you, O God. And so, Father, we just come to repent before you because we are human. You said who can know their errors. So, Father, we don't know all of our errors. We ask you to forgive us, make corrections. We repent, Father God, for false, secret, false transgressions, trespasses against you, presumptuous sins, forgive us, O God. Create in us, a clean heart, renew a right spirit daily within us, O God. And so, Father, today we just thank you that we can call on your name, that we can communicate with you. We who are human can call upon our Heavenly Father. And, Father, you said before we call, you've already answered. But, Father, we come seeking your wise counsel today, Lord God. We seek your face like never before. We are grateful that we could call on you, the Most High God. And, Father, I thank you for the Hawkins family, Pastor Donna Hawkins and her family. And, Lord, you know the responsibility that she has in the name of Jesus for family, for a church family. And, Lord, we lift up Mother Hawkins, Mother Newsom. We thank you that they have traveled in mercy and grace back and forth. Wherever they go, you are with them. You will never leave them nor forsake them. In the name of Jesus. For the family reunion, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask you to bless the officers and the members at Macedonia Baptist Church in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus for unity, for love, for agreement. In the name of Jesus, we bind the hand of the enemy that would try, oh, God, to come in and bring disunity. But we thank you, Father God, for the fruit of the Spirit ruling and reigning there. In the name of Jesus, love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. And Father, we lift up Jackie. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Travis, your daughter, Lord God, who faithfully comes on and sings weekly, we thank you for what you're doing in Jackie, in her family, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the family reunion, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for her patience. Oh, God, every patient that she take care of, we thank you that you go before, you go with her, even as she knock on the door or ring the bell. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that you are already there waiting on her. I thank you for the healing hands that you've given her as she touched the patients to relieve them of pain and suffering and stress and anxiety, tensions, whatever's going on with them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for her cousin coming, Lord God, from Kentucky. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, that your joy would be their strength. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. Oh, God, and Father, we cry out to you, oh, God, for the child that's missing, the children that's missing, particularly Lorenzo, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the Amber Alert that went out. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for protection for Lorenzo wherever he is. Oh, God, be with him, oh, God. Rescue him out the hands of the enemy. Allow Lorenzo to be safe in Jesus' name. And, Father, we cry out for our children. Oh, God, that they would be in safety and in peace in their homes, wherever they are. We bind the hand of the enemy that's coming to destroy our children and to take their lives. We say, not so, devil. You've been found out. We thank you that our children are in a safe place in you. We thank you for protection, oh God. We bind up every generational curse, oh God, that's coming through the bloodline, oh God, of murder, rape, violence, hideous crimes in Jesus' name. We say, go back to the pits of hell. You cannot have our children. In the name of Jesus, they are in a safe place. They're under the shadow of the almighty wings in Jesus' name. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Minister Stacy Holman, for her sister and her cousin, Pearl and Pam. We thank you for her husband. We thank you for her children, her three children, Jabria, Bianca, and their brother. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for their safety, their protection as they go in, as they come out. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for Mr. Williams and his family. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for guidance and direction. We thank you, Lord God, for salvation in all of our family, all of our family members that are not saved. And, Lord, we lift up the Emmaus weekend, oh, God, as they walk and pray. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will be lifted up. And you will be drawing men unto you like never before. In 2015, before this year is out, I thank you for the salvation of millions and billions of people that don't know your name, that don't call on you in the pardon of their sins, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that you are waiting and waiting patiently for them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for salvation going throughout America, throughout every continent. We thank you for revival in our land. In the name of Jesus, and Father, I thank you for Miss Ludell, the anniversary church service, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let it be a successful day. Let them give you glory, praise, and honor like never before at First Mount Carmel Church, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing. And Miss Ludell, you're giving her strength in her 93-plus years to get out of bed. Yes. Oh God, continue to heal her body, any stomach condition, problems in the female organs, oh God, any stiffness, soreness, we say get up and move right now out of her body. You do not belong there. And we thank you, Lord God, for a peace of mind. concerning her children, her grands, her great-grands, and great-great-grands. But, Father, we bless you. We honor you. We thank you. We lift up even unspoken requests today in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we thank you that you heard before we call. And, Father, we just bless you. We honor you. We thank you for what you're doing for our Bible Storyland, every family member. In the name of Jesus, you are great and greatly to be praised. We honor your presence like never before. We can't do anything without you, Lord. We are truly dependent upon you. So have your way as we surrender all to you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
God, for each of you, it is close time on Bible Story Land. I love each of you, but you already know God loves you more. He loves you more than I can ever love you. And don't forget to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And let's love on each other like never before.
So
have a God-filled day. I look forward to hearing from you next Saturday, 8 a.m. It will be Senior Citizens Day. So I look forward to hearing from you all next Saturday, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. 619-789-4313. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. I love y'all. Have a
love
great day.
Love you too. Love you too.
Love you.
Jackie, you still on now?
Jackie.
I'm ready to go. I'll probably get back.
Okay.
Okay.